back out here, another training camp?
It feels great. It's you know, my 10th season, 10th training camp, 5 in Wisconsin, 5 here. So it's a new feeling, a new beginning all the time. Every team is different, and this year for 2014 seems like it's going to be a special year.
How much more prepared do you feel like you guys are going to be this the second year, same system, going into a season, coming off a season like you did last year?
Well, you have more confidence, especially in the scheme and what Coach Bob Sutton is trying to do. And I have a lot of responsibility in this defense, and I just feel that much better about it. And I can't wait for the season to start. We played exceptional, especially the first half of the season. Didn't finish as well as we wanted to. We got a lot of things to work on, but we have a good nucleus of core guys here that we can do a bunch of good things here.
What are some of those things you need to work on? You mentioned there's a lot of stuff to work
well,
on.
Well, finishing the game. Our sacks went down at the end of the year. We allowed big plays to play a part in us losing the game. Defensively, you know, I only speak from the defensive side of the ball. And it's a lot of things to get better for. That's the best thing about football. You never arrive. It's always room to get better.
Somebody new playing next to you again, and Joe Mays, what do you think of him?
Well, Joe Mays is a guy that's very physical. I talked about him doing OTAs, and he's a guy that's known around the league to bring the hat. So I've had about 8, 9, 10 mics next to me since I've been here. So it's one of those things. He's a guy that we have great communication, and I can't wait to get on the field.
Does it
and
matter that somebody's new next to you all the time or not?
Does not matter. This league is about change, how you adjust, and people change around the league all the time. And when they come in, the veterans get them acclimated to the system, and we just go.
Gary, do you remember your first tackle against the Jets opening day of the year? What do you remember about that tackle that game?
Oh, I don't remember my first tackle. I remember I played against Martin, the older guy, Curtis Martin, and had a couple sacks that game, 9 tackles. I think,
You had a sack, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But that was 981 tackles ago. That's why I was wondering if you
I got you. I got you. I didn't know where you were going with that. Okay.
Yeah.
It's you know, I've been blessed to be with the Chiefs for this long. And the main part is staying healthy. Being out there, being accountable, being responsible, staying on the field when they need me. And this year I have opportunity to break the record pretty early in the year. So that's exciting. That's exciting to me. So I got a lot of things to do this year.
You talked about Jamal on Twitter getting his new deal. What's mm-hmm. that like for other players to see a team reward a guy who they really didn't have to pay? I mean, he's still 2 years left on a contract.
Jamal Charles is our best player on the team. He's a guy that we look up to. We put a lot of pressure on him to do well in the games, to help us win. And he's our horse on this team, and he's a Longhorn too. So, you know, that's even better for me. So he's a good friend of mine too. So he's been blessed, and he's a very humble young man.
Derek, what was your reaction when you thought he might not be here? I mean,
I didn't think that. You know, I play football, so the business part of it, you never know what goes on in that. But Jamal's a football player. He wants to be here, and he's here.
Having Justin Houston show up on time, too, I mean, how big was that?
That's big. We need all our guys here, and we got all our weapons. And we just need to put this this core group of guys together, get the system down, get our chemistry down. And we got a lot of bullets to fly this year.
All right, thank you.